Good evening, everyone. This is a new episode of Wrestling Talk with Alex, and today we're discussing the crazy deal that WWE just sold their company to Endeavor, which is the parent company of UFC. I'm gonna apologize right now. My voice is a little bit feeling like I might be coming down with something, and I'm starting to feel like I might get a cold. But I still wanted to come here with you guys and have this conversation about this big deal that happened earlier today, and that the talks were happening prior before it was kind of announced by Vince. Right now I'm watching Raw, and right now I still had a good start, but let's get started and let's talk about this. If you're new here, I am your host, Alexandria. And if you don't follow me on Instagram, please do so. It's Wrestling Talk with Alex. And I would love to hear from you guys more on that end. And I also want to say thank you for the new subscribers that just jumped on Spotify. I appreciate it. And yeah, let's get started to what we're discussing today. So I'm sorry if I had to clear my throat a couple of times. I'm just trying to maintain and trying to get the story out for you guys. So WWE is from the Daily Mail. WWE sold to Endeavor Group, who is also owned by UFC, in a deal which values the company at $9.3 billion, which will see them merge in a takeover. And so the companies will be merging together in a takeover with the parent company, which will value WWE at $7.53 billion, estimating. This is what the Daily Mail is saying. A new public listing company on the NYSE will be setting up the following merger. Please note that UFC is currently a private company, but WWE is not. So will this make UFC become a public company in the future when this merger does happen? That is something for all my stock friends to start considering if that do so end up happening. So they came to an agreement to form a new public listing company. So you might want to keep that an eye, but that's going to be controlled by their parent company. So you're hearing it first. It will look like that USC might become a a public company, or this merger of these two will become a one company under one umbrella to have a public trade so people get some stocks. So that could possibly happen. As we know, with this purchase, they're going to own 51% of the stakes of the company, which WWE shareholders will only hold 49% according to agreement. So that's going to be a ball gamer. As you know, they are not, just like how Vince had WWE, he owned almost like 51% of the company, holding it, making sure that his was his final decision and was not a final decision by the shareholders. So there will be definitely some changes happening into the company when it all becomes one umbrella. So Rich is very curious and very interesting on how this dilemma will happen. I know Vince had a press conference this morning. I did definitely miss it. That a lot of people was clowning him regarding his dark hair and mustache. Okay, the deal is valuing the new company at more than $21.4 billion, and this is according to the companies, because UFC's value at $12.1 billion and WWE is $9.3 billion worth. So the shareholders for WWE were down by 4.5% in the pre-market trade, while Everett's rose at 4%. So the CEO of the parent company had rated, this is a global, he quoted, this is quote from his word, is it's a rare opportunity to create a global live sport and entertainment pure play and built for where the industry is heading, which is very interesting of where the companies will take it. It is very interesting where it's going to lead to, because, you know, as we know, many people say that WWE is sort of planned. People always say it's scripted. So it's very curious to see where the elevation of competition may happen now. But it's something to point out that it was very interesting in the article, because everybody just assuming because the company is becoming under one umbrella. It's not just going to happen just like that. It is going to become a very two separate brands. So you're going to still have UFC, but WWE separate. They're going to be separate, but they're going to sort of be sort of together in some type of value to the shareholders. So Vince will stay as executive chairman for WWE, which he has, which is, I think, one of the best moves to do, because as being so, you're selling your company, you have been in the face, and this is like the ending reign of the McMahons. 70 years, the McMahons have been running the WWE. 70 years, the McMahons been running this company. So by keeping him there, you still keep the wrestlers to be more in a comfortable state without fearing that the company might be changing very rapidly, but have a smooth transition to potential any changes that when they all go under this one particular umbrella. So this is very interesting. Let's see what that's going to be about. And it is going to become very big. You're talking about two companies getting together. Like I said, it's $21 billion of a live sports entertainment powerhouse that's collected of a fan base and people that watch it. So what else is the new company going to be well positioned on the value of media rights, sportsmen, sponsorships, deliver new forms of streaming? We're going to see new shows. We're going to definitely see new stuff that will definitely grow the brand. And you understand, WWE comes with a production that no one beats. So yes, UFC has a production, but now going and sharing some type of production with WWE is going to help both brands. So which is going to be outstanding, and it's going to be very interesting how both UFC is going to grow and see where WWE is going to be at too. So what else is here in this article? I really want to be pointing out, because I know a lot of people are nervous that Vince sold the company. No, he is, like I said, he's going to stay as executive chairman for the new company while Emmanuel will stay as chief executive. And Emmanuel, I don't recall where he works at, but if I get the details, I will definitely let you guys know. Meanwhile, Daniel White will remain in his position as a UFC president. WWE chair executive will be Nick Khan, will stay as the president of the wrestling business and chief operating officer and president of and Everest is Mark Shepard. And retain, if I said his name incorrect, I'm so sorry. My voice is like is bothering, so I'm just trying to get it through this episode. I'm so sorry, guys. We retain his role as in part of the new company. The name of the new company is set to be revealed later on in this day. It has not been appointed yet. We don't have a name for the new company. So what you will know on the board will be 11 people. 6 will be a part of the Everest crew and 5 by WWE. And the chair, Chief McMahon, had to return to WWE as chairman to January to help oversee the sale of the company. This is why I'm saying it's important to have Vince McMahon, because it creates a security of safeness. It shows, gives your employees and your people that rile behind you to feel comfortable with this whole transition that the company is going to have. So that's very important, because remember, Stephanie is not there. Shane, it has nothing to do with the company. So it is, like I said, 70 years of the McMahon's family having no type of control is very interesting. That would lead to this. I was very curious that I thought that Stephanie would have probably took the reins and keep on going. Not everything that Stephanie McMahon has done has been perfect, but I think with her husband Triple H and working together, I think they would have done a phenomenal job to continue rocking the company to next levels. But Vince McMahon is a very smart man. I think he knows why he made the decision, and it's leaving the imprint of a legacy for the McMahons and obviously for Shane and Stephanie. Who knows what the deal included, if it included his kids to have some type of benefits out of it. who knows, or to keep them contract, or is future generations of the man to stay contract in the company. Who knows? That's there's a moment of you wish you was a part of the fly in the wall to know exactly what went down in the heat and of the contract. Okay, so it says with the deal merging with the WWE, with the parent company, will bring an end of the company state as the family runs under the, stops running under the McMahons. Like I said, under 70 years, it has been over. It is done. So the agreement says here, it was the final part of this article says agreement will see two of the largest sports entertainment brands in joining the world, and difference between the combat sports, including WWE, features scripted matches, and several UFC fighters like Brock Lesnar has been previous a part of WWE. So, like I said, they're all going to be separated. There was another article that I read earlier today that they're going to still keep their offices at the same place. WWE will still keep their in Connecticut, Stanford, they're still keeping that. And the same thing goes with Daniel White. They are not going to be in one building. They're all going to be separate, but there might be opportunities that you will see both in together. Because as you know, you have Brock Lesnar, who was part of WWE, and then he did a little bit of UFC, and he's back to WWE. So I think there will be some type of transition with some wrestlers into UFC, or maybe into UFC to WWE. It's very interesting on this contract. Obviously, this is all that has been given out to the public. Obviously, more will be coming out. If you watch Raw today, you definitely know that Triple H came out to kind of warm up, to give security to the fans and to maybe his superstars in the back. Because even though, yes, Vince is still chairman, it will definitely get people a little nervous that possibility that Triple H might leave and there will be nothing, nobody to protect those superstars. So I really think Triple H's speech in the very beginning overall was to create a security for the superstars and the fans, and letting the fans know, you know, WWE is not going nowhere. It's just going to get better, and they're there together, and they're going to be together, and they're going to continue being together, but it's just going to be in a whole next level of a company. So I really think that's the purpose of why they did, why Triple H came out and had a little speech in the very beginning before acknowledging Roman in the for Raw. So I really think that's why Vince is there, to secure, and because he's the jefe to kind of calm it down and be like, yeah, you know, I'm still the boss. I, even though I'm not the 100% boss, I am still the chairman. I'm going to let this be a very smooth transition. And then you have Triple H calming, having that secure face and trust for the fans and superstars to believe that they're going to always be together and nothing is changing with this contract and being that they sold the company. All right, guys, I am dying. My toe hurts. I really want to cough so bad. And I want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode, and thank you also for the views and the plays for the reviews on WrestleMania Night 1 and 2, and the results are there. And also I want to say thank you to the people who subscribe on the Spotify. That is, I'm eternally grateful for that. All right, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Do not forget to follow me on Instagram, so Wrestling Talk with Alex, and I'll see you guys in my next episode. Bye.